Tell me about State in Water and what kind of it's a PBS type thing.
So our album release party is actually at the WTVP studios in Peoria.
This is amazing.
On October 27th. Or their State and Water program.
Yeah, slap me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an Austin City
Limits.
Yeah,
State and Water is like Peoria's version of Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
And
recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience. So anyone listening is welcome to come down.
That's great.
But make sure you RSVP because it is selling like hotcakes.
Nice.
It is free to go as well. So
right.
Everything's free. You just got to go there. We'll have CDs, T-shirts.
Isn't it great to be at a point in your music career, Seth, where you can finally say the statement, selling like hotcakes, and it be true?
Yes. Yes. Finally.
It's true. And afterwards, the show will go so well, the whole band will be able to afford to go have hotcakes at whatever restaurant.
Hotcakes.
Yes.
Down at Kelleher's.
I don't know where it's at, but
it's right next door to WTVP.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
But
State and Water, it's the local music scene. Various musical genres are recorded there, every musical genre. And it's been going on for a while. Why? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It's on its third season. So we're closing out the third season.
That's great. State and Water. I hope
it's
grows.
PBS, you know, it's PBS's.
Dude, definitely give me an
creative
invite.
With being more in the community, you know. Which is awesome, I think.
That's
27th. October 27th.
Oh, wow. That's this month, even.
Yeah.
All right. I'm writing that down right now.
Saturday, October 27th.
I'm coming to that gig because not only do I want to see you guys there and debuting your album, you'll be selling some copies probably.
We'll be selling some copies of our discs. We'll have T-shirts, koozies, all that stuff.
I want, if I can get just us talking about right now, two more people to go to State and Water and be a part of that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Beautiful. Harvest Sons is here. One more live.
Yep. I'm going to do one more live. I always play this song whenever I come into the FM95 studios.
I think you do every time.
Every time. It's the Spoon River song.
Yeah.
The Spoon River song.
You wrote this one.
I wrote this a long time ago.
Yeah. You don't remember.
While sitting by the Wolf Cover Bridge.
Seriously, it's I'm blessed to have you. I know you traveled a little bit to get here.
Yep.
Next time, come back with the full band.
Yes.
But go see them live. We'll tell you all the places that Harvest Sons are right after this performance on FM95 Mornings.
She winds and she curves and she's home to many a bird. And she's loved by those who know her banks. She gets high and she gets low and she keeps a steady flow. She's home to many others and me. Roots she holds down along these river towns. She helps sustain the life around her. Spoon River, keep on shining. Spoon River, keep winding down your home. Banks of Illinois, forever you will be in good company. Spoon River, I'll see you in my dreams. Fish and wildlife still cling to her side. Natives did the same in their own time. Then settlers settled down and built farms up all around. Sure kept a way of life, alive. Spoon River keeps shining. Spoon River keep winding down your home. Banks of Illinois, forever you will be in good company. Spoon River, I'll see you in my dreams. Spoon River, keep shining. Spoon River, keep winding down your home. Banks of Illinois, forever you will be company. Spoon River, I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see you in my dreams.
It's not just topical because it's a Spoon River Drive season. It's topical because, well, Seth Colquitt lived all that stuff, the Spoon River.
Yes, sir.
backyard, Seth Colquitt with Harvest Sons. And he's like you said before, you have done that every time you've been in the studio.
Yeah. Happy Spoon River Drive, everybody.
That's awesome. Hey, who should we be seeing live? Are you playing out live enough that you get to see some artists too? Who's out there that I know to put you on the spot?
There's quite a few.
Right,
there's a lot, yeah. Off the top of my head, I would say... Nationally or regionally?
Regionally. Are there cats out there that you've seen?
Yeah, there's a lot that I would recommend. Where do I even begin? Actually, we'll have one guy with us, Daniel Watkins, at that Fat Fish gig in November.
Let's go inside your own band.
Yeah, he's really great guitar player. He's bluegrass trained. He's trained by, he's a student of Andy Hatfield, who's won international... awards for mandolin and guitar right there out of Peoria. But anyway, what were you saying?
Well, and you mentioned Joe Stamban when you came in.
Stamban. We love Joe Stam. Yeah. Dude, he's good people.
He is good people.
He's got a really good song out right now, too, actually, if you haven't seen it. He's got a good music video for that with Taji Bachman as well.
Right, yeah.
And I love Taji, too. Taji Bachman's great.
I played it yesterday. Yeah. That's a great...
She's good to listen to.
Seth, I'm not kidding you, and I told Joe this. Every time I play it, someone calls up at the end of the show and goes, who was that duet that you played? Because you don't hear a lot of good ones these days. So.
And then the last one I would recommend would be Chicago Farmer. Chicago Farmer's from Bloomington.
Yeah.
Grew up in the tiny town of Delavan, Illinois. Moved to Chicago for a while and moved back to Bloomington. But there's no better storyteller in the world than Chicago Farmer.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. So that's who I'd recommend.
And a lot of these artists will be at places like Fat Fish, which you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, Fat Fish has Chicago Farmer quite regularly, I think.
You can't make it down from Peoria all the time. What's your venue? What's your home venue that you like?
I'll hit up Kenny's West Side Pub, which is now downtown.
Yeah, live music too?
Yeah, live music, man. They have the best music, some of the best music in Poor Bros Tap Room, which is the self-pouring beer wall tap room.
I love it that you know these names. That's so awesome. And you've haunted them a few times.
Yes, I have haunted them quite frequently, unfortunately.
That's great. Yeah. well, we got a little more time. You're not going to play live anymore.
Right.
If you had the choice of playing, Whiskey, Bourbon, Black Eyes, or Oklahoma, what would you play off the new album?
I would play Whiskey, Bourbon, Black Eyes. It kind of shows the new depth that Elise Wiley adds to our band with vocals. So
yes.
I would recommend playing that one.
Where did you find her? You guys forever wanted her in the band.
We were friends with her for a while, and it was like asking a hot girl out on a date. You know,
they were all scared
to be in the band. And then eventually she came to us, was like, can I be in your band?
That's awesome. Elise, and seriously, I heard some of her vocals, and what a great addition, right?
Yeah.
To Harvest Sons?
She's excellent. She's really good.
All right. So let's tell you real quick. On November 21st, Fat Fish Pub, Galesburg, if you've liked what you've heard from Harvest Sons. Then December 15th at one of their favorite spots in Iowa at the Washington in Fort Madison?
Burlington.
Burlington, yep. Yes. Sorry about that. And then PBS, State and Water, recorded in front of a live studio audience. It happens
October 27th.
Do you do it once a month?
They do it, once a month. I feel like once a month.
Yeah. 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 It's like if you've ever seen Austin City Limits, but right up there in
Right down there in downtown Peoria.
That's great. In front of a live studio audience, Harvest Sons will be playing, and that'll be, so you'll play the album live?
We'll play the entire album live.
Everything
that's cool. Will be live. Be really, really special, so.
All right. Seth, thanks for being here.
I hope you all can make it down there for that one.
So. Thanks for traveling. Whiskey, Bourbon, Black Eyes is what we're going to end with. And I promise that's the song that's going to play when I push the button this time. And featuring those great vocals from Elise Wiley, Nathan Glazer, Andy Greiner, Nick Graffelman, Seth Colquitt. They are Harvest Sons. Seth, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Eric, and I hope to be back soon.
Monday morning I woke up to the sound of the rain falling down my hometown. It's been raining for 3 whole weeks and I can't get you off of my mind. No matter how hard I try. Whiskey rain falling down in the gutter. I can't see straight anymore. And in a fog of rye, I see the airplanes fly. Flying back to Texas, or a place I've never tried. Tuesday morning, my head is pounding again. With a black eye reminder, I get back in the saddle again. Hold your head up high while your heart sinks low. Hold your breath in moonlight and hope that it passes slow. Whiskey rain, I'm falling down in the gutter. Bourbon mist, I can't see straight anymore. And in a fog of rye, I see the airplanes fly. Flying back to Texas, or a place I haven't tried. Flying back to Texas, or a place I haven't tried.